The Torah tells us, "Ushmarta mi'od l'nafsho seichem," that one has a biblical mitzvah to make sure that they stay out of danger and take care of themselves and they be healthy. And even without a biblical commandment, many people know that Eitz Tova, that one has to exercise, eat appropriately, etc. So there are not only dinim daraisa about avoiding sakana, but there are also dinim derabanan, there are minhagim, in terms of not doing things that might lead to danger. And one of the famous minhagim that many people do, not all, as we'll discuss, the Inyan of Mayim Achronim. There's a minigam. Everyone has this halacha, it's a din d'rabbanan, that before you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. And then there's another concept, Mayim Achronim. There's Mayim Emsam, there's the middle waters, that's what the Rush writes in Chulin. That's when you want to have separate fish and meat, since fish and meat is a sakana. So you want to separate fish and meat, so you have the Mayim Emsoim. And then you have Mayim Achronim, before you bench, you wash your hands. So what is the reason behind Mayim Achronim? So the Gemara tells us in Chulin, on Daf Kufhei, that apparently in Sodom, it's Melech Sodomis, I guess Saul from Sodom, and if you got that salt in your eye, it would be very dangerous for your eye. And the custom was, at the end of a meal, they used to dip your hand into the salt and eat it, so you still had some, so therefore, to make sure you don't put it in your eye, so they instituted Mayim Achronim. That's the Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuf Hei, and the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem. So we see from this Gemara that it's a sakana, it's a danger to wash, it's a danger to leave Melech Sodomis on your hands, so therefore it's a mitzvah, a minig of Mayim Achronim. Comes along the Meiri and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Ches, and the Gemara over there talks about that someone who has a eyeache or some type of issue with their eye, so you know what the cure is, there should be tovel in the Dead Sea, in the Yam HaMelech. You should be tovel in the salt water. So the Meiri asks, I don't know, the Gemara just said over there in Chulin, Bracha, said it's a sakana to have Melech Sodomis in your eye. In fact, you want to keep it out of your eye. And then the Gemara tells us elsewhere, if someone has an issue with their eye, you want to make it better, you go to the Yam HaMelech. So I don't get it. Salt, is the salt good for your eye or not good for your eye? So some answer as follows, that obviously it depends. Obviously, salt in the Yam HaMelech is a lot of water in there. So there's enough water, it balances it out, it's proportionally. But just to take some salt, very concentrated, put it in your eye, that's not a good idea, that's dangerous. Or, as some point out as well, the Meiri and others, that just like, as the Rambam writes, we should follow the Shvil Hazov, the middle path, the golden path, it's the middle, all extremes are bad. The only time you go for extremes is if you have a sickness. So he gives an example, if you have a reed bent all the way to the left, and now you want to get it back to the right. So if you put it back to the middle, you want to get it back to the middle. So if you put it back to the middle, eventually it's going to move to the left. So if you move it all the way to the right, so eventually you'll come back to the middle. So usually the middle road is the ideal. However, all extremes are bad. However, if you have a sickness, so you need to do extreme measures. Like if someone takes antibiotic, so when they're sick, so they're missing, they have certain deficiencies in the body, and this medication is going to correct it. So you can't say, you know what, I'm healthy, I'm feeling great, you know what, if I take this medication, I'll feel better. That's not the way it works. It only works in certain times. So that's what someone suggests here. You know, whether it's treatments for cancer or anything else like that. For a healthy person, it's very dangerous. Like, extremes are bad for a healthy person. But if you're sick, so then the Yam HaMelech takes the role. So we see that, everything's a matter of balance. So we learn now from the Gemara and Chulin that the source of Mayim Achronim is Melech Sedomis, Saul from Sedom. And yet the Gemara tells us in Brachas Davnim Gimel, they quote a Pasuk, Vizkadishtem, how do I know I have to wash my hands before? That's Vizkadishtem. Vizkadishtem Kedoshim, the Mayim Achronim. So the question is, what is the source of Mayim Achronim? Is it Melech Sedom? Or is it Pasuk Vizkadishtem Kedoshim? So the Shiltis in Parashas Yisro answers, or it depends, that so you need two different psukim to tell me you need Mayim Achronim. The one who's being during back in the day to the Gemara, the Mishnah, one person bench for everybody. So how do I know that the leader needs Mayim Achronim v'Yisen Kedoshim? Only because he's leading the show. But how do I know everyone else? That's based on Melech Sedom. Melech Sedom applies to everybody. So that's a discussion why we need, if that's really, if you really need the two or not. Others say the main reason is Melech Sedom. The psukim are just a smachtu, what they call an asmachta. So either way, that's a discussion. Melech Sedom is over Yisrael Kedoshim. However, the question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? In our day, where we don't have Melech Sedomis, is it still imperative that we wash Mayim Achronim? Or we don't have to worry about it anymore? That's a major dispute among the Rishonim. Tosfos writes that one does not have to wash their hands at all after the meal because there is no Melech Sedomis, so there is nothing to worry about. And the Rambam disagrees and says, Chamira Sakanta Meisura, that we're more strict when it comes to danger than we are when it comes to Isser. When it comes to kosher, Isser, a tray falling in the chicken soup, so there's a 60% chance, 60 times it becomes bato. If you're not sure if poison fell in, you're not going to take any chances. So, chamira sakanta meisura, and therefore we're not going to take any chances, and today we should still wash Mayim Achronim. Shulchan Aruch brings down many follow the Shitas of Tosfos that you don't need Mayim Achronim. Today, I love it, the Mishnah Brura, other poskim, the Vilna Gaon, the Magen Avraham, say more al derech Kabbalah, that even though the danger still appears to be gone, you do it anyway. So again, so my say, yesh v'yesh, you follow your minig, and there are many, the minig I'm familiar with is most people, a lot of people do Mayim Achronim, but yesh v'yesh. So it's interesting, we have another machlokas regarding fish and meat, whether we treat fish and meat like a fish falls in meat. So the machlokas shach and taz, whether is it the same thing as treating milk and meat or not. So some of the achronim say no, milk and meat is a real din. You can't have milk and meat. Fish and meat is just a minig. So we don't have to be so strict when it comes to fish and meat. And therefore, we can say, can be, some say it's the same halacha as milk and meat, and we go, it's but same with batu b'shishim. And others say no. Chamira sakanta meisura, we're more concerned about one's health, and therefore it's a possible danger. We don't have fish and meat together. So it's interesting, this parenthetically, the Rambam, when it comes to fish and meat and the Magen Avraham, right, not to be worried about it, there is no danger today. Yeah, when it comes to Mayim Achronim, they say that still is. So, what's the chiluk? Exactly, why are we concerned? In other words, if it's a general issue of something that was once dangerous and not now, so then you should be machmir on both ends. Why make a distinction between fish and meat and versus bayim achronim? So either way, we'll leave that for now. So the minhag is, so even though I've been in many homes, the minhag seems to be that women do not do it, but there's no real reason why not to. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, of course women are chayev. Why wouldn't they be obligated? If the issue is, why wouldn't they be obligated? Because if the issue is that it's dangerous for women as well. So therefore he says, perhaps some bring down Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Yaakov Emden, the more Ketzia, that, you know, women didn't do it traditionally because they used to eat more with more etiquette. They used to fork and knife. Men were less interested in that. Therefore, their hands were dirty. Therefore, they needed it. But women who ate with utensils, they didn't have to worry about it. So if we're going out Mayim Achronim for Yisam Kedoshim or for Melech Sodomus, either way, we have a minig to wash Mayim Achronim. So do we make a bracha? So the Torah says yes. One does make a bracha amayim achronim al rechitas yodayim. However, I was the Allah meaning is, and I think the Bahag, the Rambam, right, ein levarech. We don't make a bracha, why not? There's a general rule, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachas, and others write, that anytime you're doing something to avoid sakana, if you're not doing something for a mitzvah purpose, you don't make a bracha. The only thing you make a bracha is if it's for a positive purpose, to avoid a sakana, that you don't do. And we, you know, find that throughout. So the kasha, so the Rambam writes, no bracha mayim achronim. So the chayi adam ask and others, but yet when it comes to the mitzvah of makkah, putting a wall around the roof, protecting some open area, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah. Not only the Rambam, but most Rishonim, most majority opinion says that you make a bracha on the makkah. Yet the Rokeach says no bracha, but most disagree with the Rokeach, you make a bracha. So I want a sakana, so how can we make a bracha? So therefore, they quote from the Minchas Chinuch and others that it depends. We know there are two parts to the mitzvah makkah. There's a mitzvah matzah, makkah, or sasim dam, you know, to avoid danger, and then there's a positive mitzvah. So out makkah, you only make a bracha on the mitzvah tzase, when you're proactive. It's a discussion at what point do you make it, right? In the beginning, at the end, the first now, the last now, but when you're proactive, but by mayim achronim, there's no assay, it's only a negative, and therefore there's no bracha. And that's what to the kasha they ask is, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachas, why don't we make a bracha on mitzvahs v'adam achavero? The Rambam says you don't make brachas on mitzvahs. You only make brachas on mitzvahs b'adam l'makom. Why not, as some say, like the famous Rashba, others, because it's always totally b'das acherim, and it's dependent on someone else, and therefore you don't make a bracha. The Rosh Hashulchan writes this famous thing, we always ask, yeah, can I tell myself it's Yivano? It has to be recognizable that you're doing a mitzvah. If everyone does it, so then you don't make a bracha. So the kash is, why is there everyone, if it's a danger, you have a pull, you put a gate around, if you're going to use your roof, you're going to cover up it. Everyone with common sense is going to put a fence around it. So why do we make a bracha? So perhaps it's true they will put a fence around it, but our mitzvah of makkah is different. We have specific rules and regulations when it applies. It's like we say about a mitzvah of kedushin. Even though kedushin, everyone gets married. However, the Jewish mitzvah of kedushin is different, or even in the Zayim mitzvahs, but I know we have Osir Tzach. So why does the Torah have to pick Osir Tzach and the Aseret HaDibros not to murder? Because how do you define what's considered murder? What is, so in the definitions, it's different. So let's summarize. We were discussing the issues of the mitzvah being careful, taking care of yourself, being healthy. And so much so, the rabbis made minhagim even to make sure we don't get into danger, Mayim Achronim, to prevent us from Melech Sodomus. From other places, it seems Shabbos Kof Ches, that if you have an eye problem, you do go to the Yamsha Melech, so is it good or not? So obviously it depends on the proportions. Or It, for a healthy person, it's not good. For a sick person, it is good. And then we discuss Mayim Melech Sodom or V'yitzem Kedoshim Mayim Achronim. So some suggest, what do we need? Two psukim, one's going on the one who's reading and davening and benching and for everyone else. And then we pointed out Bizman Hazeh, major machokis, whether you do Mayim Achronim or not. The Tosus writes that don't have to wash at all. And the Rambam writes, Kamira Sakanta Meisuri, you do have to. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that many follow the Shitas of Tosus. However, the Poskim Mishnah brothers say, nevertheless, one should go ahead and wash Mayim Achronim anyway. It seems to be a similar issue by fish and meat, whether we say it's stricter or not, Chamira Sakanta Misur. It seems that the Magen Avraham and Rambam seem to have a different view there. And then, this the Mishnah will point out, if you are going to wash Mayim Achronim, you should do it properly, washing down to your knuckles at least. And women are chayiv in Mayim Achronim. Why is it not to do it? The assumption is their hands are clean anyway, because they have etiquette, they use forks and knives, as opposed to guys who use their hands. What about a bracha Mayim Achronim? So the Torah actually made a bracha, Rechitas Vadayim. The Rambam writes no bracha, because you don't make a bracha when you're trying to avoid sakana. And then they point out, that's why there's no bracha on charoses veil seder. So the kash is, the Rambam writes, there is a bracha by Makkah, so why is there a bracha on Makkah? Makkah putting a fence around the pool or the roof. Why is there a bracha? It's just to avoid sakana. So apparently by Makkah, not only is there an issur to walk in it without having the proper precaution, but there's a mitzvah assay to do it. So we're making a bracha on the mitzvah assay. Now you can't make a bracha Mayim Achronim, you can't. And the Rambam writes, no, only brachas be'enem l'maka, no brachas v'enem l'chaveiro. And the Rash brothers say it's based on because b'enem l'chaveiro is tali b'dat v'chayrim. Or the Aruch HaShulchan writes at the end of Choshen Mishpat, Asher K'nishalem b'zazav, only things that are recognizable that you're doing a mitzvah. So therefore, why don't we make a bracha makkah? Everyone does makkah. So therefore, perhaps the mitzvah makkah is different than our mitzvah makkah is different than their mitzvah makkah. Just like we needed another lo tirtach, another lo sinaf, all these things when it comes to kiddush and marriage and other mitzvahs, even though we might be, have similar mitzvahs, but the geder hadin, the parameters are different. And that's why we make a bracha makkah, but not a mayim achronim.